to Sounds of the Bazaar special. Now, I know we've been doing a lot of live broadcasting lately, but we haven't forgotten the Humble Podcast. In fact, I'm returning back to that format again. And I'm delighted to say I've got live studio guests with me in the room today. I'm sorry, I've forgotten your names. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Okay, my name is Tian Ye. Tian is my family name, and I come from Beijing.
My name is Ji Li. I'm from Beijing also, and I'm from the Academy of Education.
Could you tell us what you're doing in Bremen? We're in Bremen in Germany. Why have you come here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the Bremen days was not the first visit for us to Germany. Mm-hmm. We also visit Baden-Württemberg and some other places. Now, the visit to Bremen mainly... we will have some project at ETB about scientific researches.
And what's your job in China? What do you do?
We will discuss the project. The reason is we will organize the training for teachers in Beijing vocational schools.
Yeah. And what kind of training do teachers in vocational schools need? Mm-hmm. What sort of training are you trying to organize for them?
Mm-hmm. Many contents. The main contents is about we will training the teachers' competence of pedagogy training, pedagogy teaching.
Pedagogic training.
Yeah.
And I can tell you her position. She is the director of the research institute.
Okay, and it's your research institute that will provide the training?
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that pedagogic training, what's the aim of it? Are the teachers trained before? Is this is their first training before they teach, or are they already teachers?
Mm-hmm. They are already teachers. And actually what we do is further education, further training mm-hmm. for the white teachers in Beijing. And it is also a government project. It's sponsored by Beijing municipal government.
And you've got a lot of teachers in Beijing, Lu Guzongmi.
That's it.
Yes.
Normally, the scale of training is about 100 of teachers. Like 600 is the normal scale.
That's a lot, 600.
Yes.
So what's the main outcomes? What do you hope will happen as a result of the training? Mm-hmm. What should be the result?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in China or in Beijing, the teachers in vocational schools have no enough time, enough chance to be trained before. This program will give them more chance to be trained. So we hope them to prove their competence, and after the training. They can do better on knowledge and the practice.
Yeah, and I think the simple answer maybe we just want to get the result is qualified teachers. After the trainings, we hope the teachers can be qualified for the job, for the work, because now, you know, not many teachers are qualified, especially in terms of vocational school teachers. They graduated from the university and then they enter the schools. They do not have enough experience, practical experience. They do not have enough professional skills and knowledge. So that's the problem. You know, it is different from the system in Germany. The teachers have to receive 18 months training before they become a teacher. But in China, we do not have these mechanics.
For a lot of our listeners are interested in the use of computers for learning. And before we did this interview, we've been talking about some of the different ways you can use computers to support learning. Are computers widely used in the vocational schools in Beijing?
Yes.
Yes. We can say they have very good equipment and facilities. It's hardware like laptops, computers, and many good advanced computer facilities. And the teachers, almost each teacher will have one laptop in Beijing. The school can offer to teachers. and they can use it for the work. And for students, I may say, maybe for the students with IT profession, they can get a computer in the school. But for some other profession students, they can only use the computer for computer class.
And what about the pedagogy of using computers in vocational schools? Has there been training for teachers in that?
Yeah, I think for most of teachers, they have basic skills on computers. And for the classroom use, they now it's very common in China to use the multimedia for class shows, for class displaying. But normally, they will just show the students the PowerPoint, the teaching materials. I think there are lack of interactions by the media, by the computers.
It sounds very much as if the problems are the same in China as everywhere else. What about access to online learning materials? Do you have free online learning materials?
Yes, we have. You know, for some schools, they have a platform. But it seems not that attractive. They just establish a source on the night, but nobody seems, especially no students and teachers, they do not know how to get it. Yeah, I think the use of the resources are a problem for the students and teachers in China.
Well, thank you very much for calling into the studio today. I hope that you have a very productive stay in Bremen, and I look forward to seeing the results of your course. Thanks a lot.
Thank you too.
This is Sounds of the Bazaar, Sounds of the Bazaar podcast special. This is Graham Atwell from Sounds of the Bazaar. Sounds of the Bazaar is a Pontedusky production. It was recorded in the Pontedusky studios and is released under a Creative Commons 3 license.